وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We said in a previous episode that it is on the shoulders of the Muslims to prove to the world that they have a human rights embedded within their beliefs and embedded in their actions. So even when it comes to scholars, Muslim scholars, they need to discuss and have conferences on various aspects of a human rights, which will itself serve as a source of information for the Muslim world. People, or Muslims, need to be enlightened of the point of view of Islam in this regard, because a lot of people are not aware of the Islamic human rights and how it is applied. And that's why when we see some Westerners and some thinkers from the West and speakers from the West attack Islam on such basic issues, you find a lot of Muslims do not have an answer, especially, for example, when it comes to oppression of women, that Muslims are oppressive to women. They keep them in the houses, they make them wear the veil, and so on and so forth. And you'll find a lot of Muslims don't have an answer to that. They can't answer it. Not that there is not an answer, it's just they don't know it. So sometimes the responsibility not only on the Muslims themselves to learn, but also on the scholars to teach and educate people themselves. Now, there are many questions regarding human rights. And the first question would be whether the efforts made during the decades since the Second World War and the declaration of the Human Rights Charter, has it been successful, or have they been successful in their purpose or not? So when they gathered around and they formed the Declaration of Human Rights and the United Nations and what have you, have they achieved their objectives? So this is the first question we get to ask. Did they bring, was it genuine or was it just a slogan? Did they succeed in bringing humanity closer to their rights or not? Or to at least the major section of the deprived of humanity? So sometimes we have a lot of societies, they enjoy at least more of the rights, but then there are sections of humanity in certain parts of the world, they are completely deprived of every single human rights. To the extent that I was watching a comedian, and obviously he's trying to express a point, and he says, do not go pay and give food to the poor in other countries. The problem is with them, not with us. All they have to do is because they live in areas where they can't cultivate, they can't grow things, they can't make food. So we ask them, simply, just move from where you are, go to a place where food is grown. Now, that is a very simplistic way of looking at it. Now, considering the fact that unless you are living in a desert where nothing grows, then maybe that applies. But even Bedouins back in the day, they lived in a desert without having any issue. So the problem is when the resources are taken from them and deprived from them, when they are not giving the right tools to cultivate their own lands, that's where the problem lies. So it's not very simplistic. So there's a large section of humanity has been deprived. Now, has the effort of the United Nations or the Human Charter, did it serve its purpose? Did it even come close to serving human rights? Let us take a short break, and then we will try to answer that question.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Now, the answer to the question that we asked before the break, whether humanity or at least, United Nations have served its purpose in trying to protect human rights and bring them closer to what they have said or not. So the answer to this question is not so difficult. For anyone who wants to observe and look at the condition of the present world, you just take a quick look, just flip on the news for a few minutes, and you'll get the answer to this question. So the condition of the world that we live in, it's very corrupted. Yeah, and it is very, segregated. You have people who enjoy rights and people who don't. So for an observation of the present world condition is enough to prove that these attempts have not been successful until now. Not the least. Not even in the nations and countries who pride themselves in being free, democratic countries. In a country that claims to be democratic, you only have two parties, Democrats and Republicans. No one else is allowed in between. And each of them, when they take power, they do what they want and they outcast the rest. The majority of the people have to suffer. So where is the human right in this case? So you just a glance at the condition of the underdeveloped societies of the world. That's if you want to go to the other extreme, who actually form the majority part of the human population, is sufficient to reveal the fact that not only the major part of humanity could not achieve their true rights during the last 50 years, but the methods of encroaching upon the rights of the deprived nations have become more sophisticated and complex and more difficult of a remedy. It's not that easy, simply put. If you look at the world, the majority of what makes the majority of the world are actually the ones who are deprived, be it in Latin America, or be it in Africa, or be it in Asian countries. If you put them, combine them together, they make the majority of humanity. I mean, even China, for example, even Russia, for example, there are a lot of human rights being taken from people. The only countries that seems to be priding themselves in human rights are, few countries in Europe and America and Canada and what have you. So, but the rest of humanity is suffering. So have they achieved this, their goal in trying to provide human rights to people? Obviously not. Where, if we look at Islam, for example, Islam came with the global law that encompasses everyone and everything. As long as you're a Muslim, then you have duties not only towards your fellow human being, but you have duties towards animals. Rather, you have even duties towards earth as a whole. So as Muslims, we are responsible for everything around us. As Amir al-Mu'mineen says, you're responsible for earth and whatever dwells in it. Compare that to a new concept brought to us by the Western world. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.